Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, May 22nd. I hope you're well. Coming up,
that makes polling and predictions all the harder. The only ones who will decide this election will be the ones who turn out to vote.
Voters head to the polls for two by-elections, and Micheál meets Leo, that's the Pope, not Varadkar. Plus, we've all viewed the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning, voting takes place today in the two by-elections in Dublin Central and Galway West. People will go to the polls to elect replacements in the Dáil for Catherine Connolly and Pascal Donoghue. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Polls will be open from 7am to 10pm in the first two by-elections of this Dáil term, with 17 candidates in Galway West and 14 in Dublin Central. There will be two long ballot papers and two equally long counts over the weekend. With transfers set to be key to deciding who gets elected, voters are being encouraged to fill out as much of the ballot as they can, putting a 1 beside their favourite candidate, a 2 beside their second favourite, and so on down. Turnout is expected to be low in both constituencies, in line with previous by-elections. That makes polling and predictions all the harder, as the only ones who will decide this election will be the ones who turn out to vote.
In breaking news, it's understood British police are investigating Andrew Mountbatten Windsor over sex crimes. Officers are keen to speak to a woman who claims she was taken to his Windsor home for sexual purposes. They've already interviewed a number of people since his arrest at his Norfolk home 3 months ago on suspicion of misconduct in public office. He was later released under investigation. Royal biographer Andrew Lowney says this morning's development is dramatic for the former prince.
I think this is a significant step. The fact that something's happened so quickly, and if you know the law is truly taking its course, as the king suggested, then that's good news.
The Taoiseach is in the Vatican today for a private audience with Pope Leo XIV. Micheál Martin is expected to discuss global conflicts, including Ukraine, the Middle East and Sudan, as well as Ireland's experience of peace and reconciliation. He'll also raise issues including human rights, diplomacy and the legacy of clerical abuse in Ireland. Later, the Taoiseach will meet with the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni in Rome. Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee is attending a meeting of EU trade ministers in Brussels today. They're discussing global trade tensions and the impact of conflicts in the Middle East on the economy. Minister McEntee says stable trade relations between Europe and the US will be a key priority during Ireland's EU presidency. She's also expected to call for an EU-wide ban on trade with illegal Israeli settlements, describing the humanitarian situation in Gaza and the West Bank as appalling. 14 Irish activists from the Gaza aid flotilla are on their way home after being deported from Israel. They were met by officials when they landed in Turkey yesterday evening. The Irish activists, including the president's sister, were among more than 400 who were detained by Israeli forces after being on board the Global Summit flotilla. There was widespread condemnation of the actions of an Israeli senior minister, Ben Gvir, after he posted a video taunting the detainees while they were bound and kneeling. There are calls for accountability over the failed Irish Rail IT system, which reportedly cost €50 million. The Public Accounts Committee describes the issue as a national scandal, with concerns raised about oversight and procurement. Irish Rail and the National Transport Authority say they're now assessing options for the future development of the train control system. Committee member TD Seamus McGrath says there's public anger such a large amount of taxpayers' money could have been wasted.
There's just very deep frustration that we are learning this through the media as opposed to through official channels. Now, it is obviously an eye-watering amount of money, so it poses very, very significant questions. We would write to the National Transport Authority and Irish Rail to invite them to come before the committee at the earliest possible opportunity.
In business news, consumers are feeling a little more upbeat about the economy. Confidence has improved in May, but they're still worried about cost of living challenges and economic uncertainty. That's according to the Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey, which shows just over half of people would use their savings or their income to handle an unexpected bill. Economist Austin Hughes describes the reasons people are feeling more optimistic.
I think there's two elements. One, there was a slight easing in international tensions. And probably more importantly, we saw the government introduce measures to ease oil prices. And possibly even more importantly, there's a lot of promises around more being done in the October budget.
In entertainment news, CMAT has won Best Album at this year's Ivor Novello Awards for her record Euro Country. Sam Fender was named Songwriter of the Year, while Lily Allen picked up the award for Outstanding Song Collection. Elton John received a Special Academy Honour and was announced as the organisation's first ever president. Singer Self-Esteem, also known as Rebecca Lucy Taylor, explains why she loves the award so much.
Because it's about the music, because it's about the craft of it all. It's not about fame. So not the Ivors don't necessarily merit how big it is. They just merit work.
And in sport, in rugby, Ulster go in search of their first trophy in 20 years in tonight's Challenge Cup final. Richie Murphy's side take on Montpellier in the decider in Bilbao. And kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Leinster will name their team this afternoon ahead of the Investec Champions Cup final with holders Bordeaux tomorrow. Tommy O'Brien remains a doubt for the four-time winners, who have added Jordan Larmour and Paddy McCarthy to their squad. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.